Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksubos Daf Yud, Ksubos 10. Today's Daf Yomi, we're going to look at a series of cases that came before the rabbis where the husband makes a claim of Pesach Pasuach. He makes a claim that he discovered on the wedding night that the woman was not a virgin, and he makes a claim that therefore he's not allowed to be married to her. So we had the following case. So a groom came before Rav Nachman, and he says to Rav Nachman, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, I found my wife when we went into the wedding night, and I say that I discovered that she was not a virgin. And the commentaries explain that she refutes this, and she says she never had adultery. And so therefore, we need to see if he's correct or she's correct. So Amrei Rav Nachman, said to the people of his household, he says, Aspu Kufri. Rav Nachman was the Av Bezdin, and he said, give this man lashes. And lashes from a specific type of incident. Kufri is a branch that has thorns on it, and so therefore a very specific type of beating that's especially painful. And so what's the reason why this man is getting lashes? Because since he claims Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he says, I discovered she's not a virgin. That means, how do you know? Unless he was experienced. And so therefore, it must be Mivarchta Chavitale, that the harlots from the city named Mivarchta, they were the ones who are lying down before him to commit adultery with him. And that's how he knows. And that's how he knows the situation. And that's how he's able to make this claim. And so therefore, since he's suspected of being so promiscuous, we're going to give him lashes. And the rabbis, the commentaries point out that the rabbis were not concerned that, oh, we're going to give him lashes, then he's not going to come forward in the future and say Pesach Pasuach. So because the rabbis know that he wouldn't have been able to hold himself back. And so therefore, this person is making this claim, but he's hypocritical. So the rabbis gave him the lashes. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Hudama, Rav Nachman earlier said that such a person who says Pesach Pasuach is believed, Mehemen. And so therefore, he didn't say, there you need to lash him. So we see that he's not necessarily the case, that this person is suspected about such a claim. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rav Nachman says this person who makes this claim is believed, Mehemen. He's believed, and so therefore, she becomes prohibitive and she loses her ksuva. Nevertheless, a young man who gets married, it's his first marriage, and he knows how to distinguish between whether or not she was a virgin or not. This person is going to be suspected of being promiscuous. Umaspinon le kufri, and give him lashes with these special hurtful lashes. And the reason why Rav Nachman didn't mention this before is because he was only talking about whether or not he was believed, but he didn't talk about whether or not he's going to get lashes. Rav Achi Mishani. Rav Achai said that there's a difference. And Rav Nachman said in other circumstances that we just believe him and he didn't say anything about the lashes. That's because he's talking about a person who was already married. But in this case, we're talking about a person who has never been married before. And so therefore, since he was never married before, how else would he have known unless he himself was so promiscuous? And that's the reason why Rav Nachman gave him lashes. So now the Gemara says that there's another incident. Person who came for Rav Gamliel. Really, Rav Gamliel comes before Rav Nachman. So this incident should have really been brought down first. But this groom came before Rav Gamliel after his wedding night. And he says to Rav Gamliel, Pesach Pasuach. I found my wife, and she discovered she was not a virgin. Amar Lei, so Rav Gamliel said, Shema Hitisa, maybe you weren't direct. Maybe it was as a result of the intercourse, and so maybe you just thought she was not a virgin. But the reality is that she was a virgin. Meaning, say, maybe you were basically coming in an angle where you didn't realize that she was not a virgin, but she really was. And Rabbi Gamliel says, "Em shalcha mashal." Rabbi Gamliel says, "I'm going to give you a mashal. Ma adavar domet. What's this like? L'adam shayim alach beishon laila v'afila, to a person who's walking along in the pitch darkness of the night. Hitia matzah pasuach. If when he comes home, and he's angled, then he'll find it open. Lo itio matzah na'ol. And it depends how you come into your house. If you come into your house and you come in an angle, you're going to see it's open. So I'm not exactly sure why, if you were coming in the darkness of the night, you would think it's open. But that's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. You know, maybe it's because you don't know, you know, you're not experienced. So that's, therefore, you thought it was open when it was really closed. And so he says, maybe you just don't know what you're talking about, basically. That's what he says. So the Gemara gives a different version of the story. He could tell me a different version of the story is that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't say Shem Etisa, because it's not really common that a person would act in this way and not be aware of it. But rather, what we're saying is Hacha Amarway. So Rabbi Gamliel is saying to him, Shema B'mezit Etisa, maybe you did this on purpose, meaning to say you wanted to prove that she was not a virgin. You wanted to make this claim. And so therefore, V'akarta Adasha V'abra, and you tore out the door and the bar, meaning to say that you did this on purpose. And lema davar dome, and I'm shalchom mashal lema davar dome. Adam shumalach b'isham leila v'afela. So, person who's coming in the middle of the night, if you do this deliberately, then you're going to find it open. But not deliberately, you're going to find it. You're going to find it closed. So basically, Rabbi Gamliel is saying that this person did this on purpose in order to make this claim, and so he's not necessarily believed.